in Bereshis Harav. They're on holding by Tuesday, I think, and therefore we today is so we'll do Shlishi. So the third Aliyah continues the discussion of Karbanos. It's actually going to wrap up the discussion of Karbanos basically for this parsha, but then we're going to get to the inauguration of the Kohanim. And so it starts off with parts of the Shlamim. Now, we spoke about the Shlamim before, but this is going to give us a specified type of Shlamim, known as the Karban Toda. So this is the Karban Toda in the Torah. A couple of interesting points about the Karban Toda. First of all, you have less time to eat it than you have to eat a regular Karban Shlamim. You're supposed to finish it in a day and a night rather than 2 days and a night. Also, there's a lot of loaves of bread that are brought with it. It gets into the 40 different loaves of 4 different types of breads. And interestingly and uniquely, basically uniquely, there's chametz in this Karban. Most of the, right on the cusp of Pesach, so we're talking about the importance of getting rid of chametz and having matzah. So it happens to be that the only Karban, other than the Shtei Lechem and Shavuos, that had chametz was the Karban Toda that's mentioned over here. And then and it discusses some more details of the Shlamim. And then to talks about certain halachos like pigel, halacha about having the proper mindset when you're bringing the Karban, otherwise it creates an impurity in the Karban, and the importance of eating it in a state of tahara, then the you know, kares that can result from not being careful about this. And then a warning about chelev, from anything that's a trefa or a nevela, not to eat from them, from the chelev, and not to eat from the blood and fats of a karban, of any animal, really. And then it gets into a discussion of the different parts of the karban, and what's done with them, and the tznufos, waving them around. That's basically how the Aliyah ends, and that's really the end of the discussion of the Karbanos. It ends, the last pasuk in the Aliyah is Moshe b'yom tzavasos b'nei Yisrael ha'aktivis karbanayim la'ashem b'midbar Sinai, like a closing of the discussion of the Karbanos. One word I'll share, which I think actually answers the question I'm pretty sure I brought up last week, which is the lashon that Unkelus uses for Karban Shlamim, starting last week's parsha, throughout, is nichsas kudshaya, that it's like a slaughtering of holiness. And I mentioned it as a question. I suggested a couple of possibilities. Did anybody see anything further on that? Why it's called, why uniquely the Aramaic translation is nichsas kudshaya, seemingly a holy slaughtering or slaughtering of holiness? Does anybody see anything about that? Okay, so another shot that I thought of this week based on a few different points. Kliyakar really elaborates on this in our Aliyah, but I actually found it in a Tanchuma. It's also Midrash Rabbah that there's actually a tremendous mila to the Karban Shlamim. Shlamim is really, really great. It says part of it being called Shlamim is it's peace. It's like a peace offering. It's a peace offering. That's how we translate it to Hashem. But what's special about it is that unlike a chatas and unlike an asham, those are brought for averas you did. You did a certain avera, you bring a chatas. Other averas, you bring a korban asham. And even the korban ola, even though like, yes, yeah, sometimes it's you know, just offering to God, but sometimes it's to atone for hirurei avera, inappropriate thoughts that a person had. That's why he's bringing a korban ola. So which korban never comes in response to an avera, not thought, not an action? The korban is the korban shlamim, and that's why so the midrash, again, midrash rabba, midrash tanchuma, and the kliyakar elaborates on it. It talks about all the milos of this great korban shlamim, and if that's right, so going with that line of thought, if it's so great that you bring the korban shlamim, and there are certain diukim that the kliyakar brings to support how great it is, and how it's like someone just greeting a king, not to cover up anger, just because he loves the king and he wants to develop that relationship. So then it makes sense that this would be nichsas kudshaya. That sometimes we think that the holiest thing is the korban ola, but really the purest is to come to Hashem not out of, you know, I sinned and I want to atone for it, but just Hashem, I just love you and want to be able to connect to you and develop something. And it could be that's another pshat in Nichsas Kodesh Hayah. Yeshar Koach, have a good night.